way too painful.
Welcome to the All Things BMX Show. This week's episode, it's happening. We got Carly in the building. It's episode 196. Getting ever so close.
Four to go, man. Four.
Do you know how many subscribers were short of you dropping an F-bomb on the show?
What do we say, about 85?
85. We got to get some more subscribers.
Well, it didn't go up any from last week, so we it's still something about stuck this. There.
We got to do something about this. You guys, if you're not subscribed to the YouTube page, tell all your friends and family to subscribe. We're going to get Chris to drop an F-bomb during the show. The ATB crew is coming to you live from the Ethan Clark Studios here in Heartland, Michigan. It's banging here in Heartland because it's not closed yet.
Nope.
Chris and I are sitting at the Die Job Apparel news desk. We got any news this week?
Carly Kane's on the show.
There we go. That's good news right there.
Right on.
All right. Melissa is back at the Gate 9 producer's perch, which I remembered to wear the Gate 9 t-shirt tonight. Melissa.
Oh, there you go.
What's going on?
Yeah, I'm missing the twins. No, you're not dressed the same
Chris
this week.
Chris and I are not dressed the same this week.
No.
Doing good. Just trying to warm up.
There we go.
Yeah, we had a fake spring here in Michigan, and I'm kind of over it.
What about an inch of snow on the ground this morning?
Yeah.
Danger Snack brings our guest each and every week, and we'll have Carly on the screen here in a second. Danger. It's the snack that's the difference between dragon ass and hauling ass. Make sure you pop one of them in staging, and you'll smack your competition right down the first straightaway. When you guys are ordering, make sure you use that discount code SHITSHOW, and maybe we'll get Brian to give us a shout-out for some YouTube subscribers so Chris can drop the F-bomb. Our chat question for this evening. We got a good one. It's going to get spicy.
It's interesting.
It's going to get spicy in the chat. We got to make sure we ask our guest this question when we get around. What are your favorite hubs? And I know this question's loaded because people will stab and fight and get pitchforks. Yeah. I've seen parking lot fights over this. So,
what do you think Melissa Bray's going to say about that?
I think Melissa's a big Profile fan.
Talk about getting in trouble.
Tonight's lightning round is brought to you by our good friends at 110 Nutrition. Make sure you guys get over there, check them out for the best in nutrition. 110 Nutrition is where to be, and use all things BMX for your discount. Our show doesn't happen without the support of the following companies. So when you guys are doing your BMX shopping, make sure you guys head on over to Ghetto Wear, The Hack Shack, DB Sports World, Mega Design Group, and our good friends at BMX Race Supply. Make sure you guys head on over and check them out.
Here we go. Hey, Carly, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me again. I'm super pumped to be back.
Great. So what's new and happening in your world these days?
Well, I've been super, super busy the last few months. Obviously, my signing with Huffy was awesome, and it was super. We had to do so much in such a short period of time, so it was a little bit chaotic getting, you know, ready to go to New Zealand, and then I was in New Zealand and then Australia. And then I was home for a week, and then I was in South Carolina for a week, and I just got second at the national champ. So it's been a good few months.
Congratulations on that. That was awesome.
We got some behind the scene pictures from Katie at Huffy that's going to pop up in the slideshow. Yeah. Oh, so she sent us over some pictures of the photo shoot you and Huck did. It was pretty cool.
So yeah. We'll get Katie's them up awesome. There. Yeah.
Oh, and we got these cool Carly Keene.
You got some Carly stickers.
Yeah, we got them.
We got a handful of those floating around here.
I ran into Huck and his dad down at Ray's, and he stocked us up over here.
Yeah.
Oh, so awesome. They're fantastic. I love them. Yeah. They came down for my signing day, and mm-hmm. Huck and I got to ride at Mike's Bike Park in Dayton. So it was a blast. It was a really fun day.
Dad?
Cool. So start there. How did Huffy come about?
Oh, so I had a meeting with them back in October. And I didn't really know what to expect because obviously they haven't been in BMX for a while. So I had a really good meeting with them. And then I was following up and, you know, things take a while, especially with a company like Huffy because they're big and they have so many other types of bikes too. And so I would like email and then I'd get responses, you know, a little bit later. And it didn't seem like it was going to happen. And then I sent like a final email the mm-hmm. week before Christmas. And it's like, hey, is this going to happen? Is it not? And then I didn't hear back. I was like, I guess it's not going to happen. And the day after Christmas, I got a phone call from Danielle at Huffy. And it was like the best Christmas present ever. I was like, oh my gosh, no way. It was some of the best news I'd ever gotten, I think. And it was
awesome.
Just didn't even feel real because obviously like Huffy's legendary. You know what I mean? I think a lot of, younger kids don't really realize that. But no, I was so stoked.
Yeah.
How cool is it? You know, that's a Midwest company right out of Dayton, Ohio. Yep. And that partnership now with you and Nick and Huck, all from that same area. How cool has that been?
Oh, it's awesome. Like, and you know, I didn't even realize that Huffy was in Dayton until like last year. Like, I had no clue. I didn't even know that it was a local company. But yeah, it's so awesome to have. Obviously, Huck, he's fantastic. Him and his dad do so much for BMX. And then Nick is just, I mean, look at him ride a bike, you know what I mean? But he also is super cool person from what I can tell. I don't know Nick yet, but I was bummed. His signing day was actually today. And I didn't get to go because I had to do like a school presentation for like a career day, which was a blast. It was so much fun, but it was scheduled before Nick's signing. And I was like, oh, I'm so bummed I have to miss it. So yeah, but I'm sure we'll get to ride and I'll get Nick, to meet him soon.
Nick who's Nick?
Bruce, Nick Bruce. Nick so he's Bruce. The okay. Olympic bronze medalist for okay. freestyle.
Okay. All right.
Don't shake your head. I didn't know that either.
I'm you don't just ride clarifying a bike. For people that are watching and listening
I had
that don't
no
know.
No idea. Thank you, Chris.
You don't ride a bike and listen.
I do not.
You're from the Midwest, but... Chris, and you're in BMX. You're going to get detention for that one.
All right.
But what about the people in California that aren't from the Midwest?
Trust me, they know Nick Bruce.
Okay. They know Nick. Hey, I'm just trying to help, man.
We're going to edit that part out. Sorry, Nick Bruce. We love you. Favorite rider.
You should come on the show.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, we'll have you on. We'll have you on. We'll make it up to you.
So in the pictures, we saw the jersey and your trip. Were you part of that process of designing the jersey, or did they have that ready for you? How'd that work?
I got to pick who made the jersey. So I had Hot Shop. I reached out to them, and but Huffy, like, they, the whole team did the jerseys, and Katie was on it with the stickers and like my autograph cards. Like, everything was so quick. They did a killer job. My jersey is like best fitting jersey I ever had. I had it and I put it on. And I was like, oh my gosh, Katie, this is amazing. Like, it's so sick. So they killed it. So they did a good job.
Yeah.
So it's pretty exciting. Cause what did we see about a year ago or so, Huffy was bringing a bike out, but then it just, that was kind of it. And then now we've got riders coming. So they're making this big return to BMX, right? So
yeah. Yeah, and I don't know, like, you know, obviously it's new, so there's a lot of stuff that, like, we've talked about. I don't really know what timeline looks like, but the bike that they have right now is actually, it's a really, really nice, complete bike. It's not expensive. You can get it from Walmart, you know, but it has, like, a tapered head tube, and so, like, you can put box forks on. You can completely upgrade. It has a Euro BB. It's actually a really sick bike for what it is. It's awesome, because like I said, you get it for cheap, but then you can upgrade everything, so it's cool.
Yeah, so it'd be great for a beginner just starting out, you know.
Exactly. Yeah, and I think that's like something really important, because a lot of times you'll have, you know, an entry-level bike that's, you know, it's entry-level, but it's still expensive, you know what I mean, for someone who's new to the sport. So it's cool that, like, with this bike, it's entry-level, but you can, like I said, you can upgrade it to whatever you need it to be, essentially, you know.
And that's awesome. I felt has been missing, right? Like, that barrier to entry has been a little high, even at the entry level side of it, to get in. Because, Huck's dad brought this up. He says, you know, you don't buy a $200 baseball mitt to try baseball. You buy, you know, a $20 whatever. I don't even know what a cheap baseball mitt costs. But yeah, it's not going to be the one that you're going to have forever. And it's cool seeing that name come back in, because, you know, that's big. And being selfish and seeing you and Midwest folks in those jerseys is pretty awesome.
It is cool.
Yeah, it's cool. It feels like, you know, it was totally surreal. And then, like, I got my jersey and it still felt like fake, but it was just like, I have the jersey. I know this is happening. Like, this is crazy. So it still is really, really freaking cool.
Yeah. That's exciting.
What's the big plans for you? And where do you fit in with the Huffy plan?
Well, I mean, I just, you know, I think I got to make Huffy cool. I got to make people know that it's cool. You know what I mean? And so like, because like I said, there's so many younger riders that don't even realize how big the company was. Cause I've had so many, you know, of the older guys come to me like, this is sick. We're so happy it's back. And I'm like, yeah, me too. And then like the younger kids are like, Huffy. And I'm like, yeah, like you understand. So I think that's just kind of like one of my responsibilities. Like I have to show them like, this is awesome. Like Huffy is awesome. And I think that at some point they're going to do some higher end frames. Again, I don't know timeline. Yeah, we just briefly talked about it. So yeah.
Still in the talking stages, huh?
Yes.
There's a rumor that Jason Jewell may be joining us here on the show.
So, oh, really? Yeah. Awesome.
Katie and I are talking about it. So we'll be able to get a little more info on
future guests.
That's awesome. Jason's really, really cool. Jason's been awesome.
Like Huffy, you know, back in the 80s, Huffy was the department store bike. You know, if you went to Sears or Kmart or wherever you bought your Huffy.
None of those companies are around.
I know. Okay. Well, there's a reason. But, you know, and then all of a sudden Stu Thompson is riding a Huffy and everybody's like, whoa, that's cool. And then you had a couple more guys ride with them. Mm-hmm. And then it kind of went away late 80s. And that, and then I think it came back, and this was when I was gone from BMX.
Did it come back? 2000s, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So it had a comeback, and now it's coming back again. So that's pretty cool, because, I mean, that's a huge company.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, it's for my signing day. And I don't know if I told the guys at Huffy this, so they might be laughing at me if they're watching, but I didn't realize, like, how many people worked at Huffy. Like, I knew that it was a big company, but I didn't really realize how many people. So, you know, I just showed up in like sweatpants and, you know, I had my Huffy t-shirt on, but I was like sweatpants. I put my hair in a ponytail. Like, I didn't do anything to like get ready. And I like had my signing day and I walk out and they're like, oh yeah, that's like 150 people. And I was like, oh my gosh, I look like a hobo. So it was really funny. But it was fine. Everybody was super cool. And I don't think anybody cared that I looked like a hobo, but it was a little bit, I was like, oh my gosh, this is not good.
Yeah. Well. So from that day, how long until you made the commercial?
So I got the phone call, like I said, December 26th. And that was kind of like, okay, we want to do this. And then I think I got my contract January 4th, maybe. And then I think the next week we were taking the video at Dayton Indoor, the intro video. Yeah. And we also did my interview that day, which, oh my gosh, that was like, I think the coldest day of the year, literally. New York places are heated. So during my interview, I had to wear like, you know, a Huffy t-shirt and I had a black long sleeve shirt under it, but I couldn't wear a sweatshirt. And so
you're shivering.
I was shivering so bad. I was trying to hide it. I was like, oh my gosh, if people can see how bad I'm shivering, they're going to think that I'm like nervous out of my mind. I was like, I'm not nervous. I'm just really cold. it was really, really cold during the interview. The actual like shooting the riding portion wasn't bad because I was moving. So I was pretty warm. My hands got cold and my feet got cold. But other than that, it was no big deal. But it was a really fun day.
And if anybody hasn't seen this commercial reel, it's on your Instagram.
Yes, it's on mine and it's on Huffy's. I believe, I think it's on both of their pages. So like the Huffy Bicycles and then the Huffy BMX page too.
Well, and it's also on your Facebook in case you didn't know that.
I have no idea.
This old lady found it on your Facebook.
Awesome.
So, no, it's very cool. It is well done. It really showcases. And I've never been to the Dayton Indoor, so I kind of assume that's where it was.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it turned out great.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did a really, really good job, especially with that facility, because it looks really cool in that video. In reality, I'm glad we have an indoor, but it is rough.
Yeah,
like you go there and you blow your nose and it's black and you know it's bumpy. Like I said, I'm glad we have it. It's actually so much fun because you have a really good local crowd that you know shows up and it's a great time. But
so they brought the whole production, cameras, lights, the whole deal in there to film this.
Yeah, they well, so actually we had the natural light with the sun coming in because that time of day it's like perfect. So they didn't need lights, but yeah, Trevor Gay was the one who did all the filming and he just killed it. And it was like we were trying to beat the sun going down because we wanted that perfect lighting. And yeah, he was like, "All right, do it again, do it again, do it again." It was really, like I said, a ton of fun. I stayed warm because I kept riding.
Right.
And yeah, I told him, I was like, after I looked at the video, I was like, you know, you made me look a lot better than I felt that day because, oh my gosh, I did not feel like I was riding at all good. So,
welcome to behind the scenes.
So was that your first time on the bike?
So right now I'm on just an unbranded frame. So that the same unbranded frame in that video.
Okay. So is that the one? They're getting there.
Melissa?
It looks different on Facebook, so I'm not sure if
it's the one below it. So I think that one. Yep.
Oh, yeah, that's it. Will it go full screen?
Working on it.
Sorry.
I don't know.
I'm sorry.
Look, the duct tape's falling off, Melissa.
Here's a zip tie over here.
I just love like the natural lighting, like when she's up
in
the gate.
Yeah.
It's like the sun is rising on you. It's so dramatic.
Yeah, that is, it's awesome. You're right. They did do a really good job with the sun and everything. Yeah.
And like I said, I've never been to Dayton Indoor, but it looks like a great place to ride based on that.
Yeah.
Based on that. And it is, like I said, it is fun. So I'm glad we have something that we can ride in the winter. That's for sure.
It's been a minute. Let's go.
Let's go.
I think the last time I raced there was 3 Gold Cup sponsors ago. That long ago.
Really?
I think it was still a Red Line or something like that. Like,
was it?
A long time ago. Yeah. It's fun. It's a lot of fun.
That is cool.
Riding, racing, got the new sponsor, got the whole contract. When you sign a contract with Huffy, do they give you a cash machine gun to shoot your bills in the air? No. So it's not like at Grands when Nick Long gives you the play money in it? Okay.
But that's that, you know, for a while, I was like, is he giving out real money? I was really confused.
Same thing.
And then I realized that it wasn't. But for like a while, I was like, dang, these people are really throwing their prize money?
Yep.
I was so confused.
When I first saw that too, I've seen money flying through the air. I'm like, no, that can't be real.
I was like, there's no way that they're actually throwing it. And then I, like this year, when I saw him like preparing for like the NAG 5 challenge and for Pro Spectacular, I was like, oh, it's fake. It's fake money. That makes sense.
Yeah.
But it's cool.
Yeah, it's
super cool. It's super, super cool. Nick kills it. It's what he's done the past 2 years is just is so awesome.
It is. You can't say enough.
You going to have a Huffy jersey in it to raffle off this year?
I mean.
Yeah, probably. Man. Get your money ready.
Yeah. Probably.
Top earner right there.
Okay,
right.
So question out of the chat.
Okay.
Right. Kind of tying into your, I don't know if I'll call it a comeback, but Mo was kind of wondering. He says it's really cool to see how far Carly has come since her injury at the Pump Track Worlds. Kind of wanted you to maybe talk a little bit about the comeback process from that.
That was a hard one. After Pump Track, so that was back in 2022. Most of you guys have probably seen the wreck, but it was a big one. I knocked myself out for like a minute and a half. I had a seizure. I don't really remember a whole lot of the next like 2 weeks. That was the most I ever slept on a flight, which was nice. I don't know if that's a good thing. But yeah, it was hard because I was cleared to ride a month after my symptoms went away. So I had a headache until December 5th. And I remember because December 4th is my birthday. And I was like, oh, maybe I'll wake up without a headache on my birthday. And I didn't. So I fell November 19th. And then my headache was gone December 5th. And then from that day, I was able to ride a month from then. So I got cleared at the beginning of January. And I wanted to go down to Florida to, like, just prepare for the, you know, the upcoming season. And I went down there with my boyfriend and we stayed for a month and it was awesome. I got to ride actually Iko and Sabina. I don't know. Iko is from Belgium. Sabina is from the Czech Republic, but they're two of my best friends. And they came over to ride with me and it was an awesome trip. But I couldn't ride the way that I wanted to. I was getting really sideways off of jumps and I wasn't really sure why. And I ended up falling twice. And the first time I fell, I hit my head again and I cracked another helmet. And it was just kind of like... is terrifying. Like, I was so scared after that to do anything, especially Big Hill, because I just didn't feel comfortable on my bike. That's why I didn't race Houston. I, like, fully intended on racing it. I booked flights. I booked a non-refundable flight, which was silly. I had to cancel it. And really after that, you know, I continued to train and ride as best I could. And I went to Rock Hill last year, which... this is cool because this year obviously Rock Hill went better, but last year in Rock Hill I went to like a USA cycling camp before that they had, like the week before, and it was the first time that I'd ever like ridden in front of any of the USA cycling coaches, and I couldn't jump anything. I couldn't come off the ground because every time I left the ground it felt like I was falling to my right side. And I thought, like, it was just a mental block. I was like, oh, this is just me being scared because, obviously, like, I've crashed, you know, several times. And then it was later that week that I saw that my pupils were different sizes and, like, significantly. And I had to start doing, like, vestibular physical therapy for, like, I guess the fluid in your ears, essentially, is what helps you balance. And so mine were all out of whack. And I still do the vestibular physical therapy. It's really funny looking. I'll just like stand on a couch or a bed and like close my eyes and turn my head side to side. And anyway, that was part of like the comeback process. And then my first race back was Nashville in May. So like from November to May, I didn't race. And then Nashville was cool because I got my first pro podium. It was a smaller race, but it was still like nice for my confidence to come back and do well, especially because I still didn't feel like fully comfortable on my bike. Like I felt much better, but I was really, really sloppy. So it was nice to be like, okay, I can compete and I'm, you know, I'm going to get through this. But yeah, it was a process. And I really thought for a while that I was just done. I was like, this isn't worth it, you know? Mm-hmm.
And here you are.
Oh, here I am.
New sponsor, taking on the worlds, all sorts of fun stuff.
Yeah.
How's the World Cup traveling been?
It's a lot of fun. It's really cool. I've gotten to see, you know, so many things that like I didn't ever think I would see. Mm-hmm. And I actually, so a lot of people are surprised when I say this, but Santiago for Pump Track was my first time ever out of the country. I'd never been out of the country. Mm-hmm. And then after that, like I had never raced an international BMX race. And I like put my petition in for U23 for Worlds because last year was my last year of U23 because my birthday's in December. So I like put it in and I was waiting to hear if I made the team. And it was like 3 weeks before the race and I still hadn't heard. And I was just kind of like, hoping that I didn't get selected, which is silly, but I was so terrified. It's like, I don't even want to go. Like, I'm so scared. And then I got the email and it was like, okay, I'm going. Now I have to like book flights and figure out, you know, how I'm going to prepare, how I'm going to get there, like what I'm going to do. And it was terrifying. I was so nervous. And then I got there and I raced and I wish that I would have had some past World Cup, like, experiences before I got to Worlds because I rode well, but I think I could have done a lot better because mentally it was a lot. I was like, oh my gosh, this is my first international BMX race. I didn't know how I was going to compare to people or, you know, how I was going to, you know, be able to compete against these other girls. And it ended up being very doable. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is like, I just wish I would have had some experience mm-hmm. before this. So yeah. But Worlds was fun. And then I got to go to France, and I got to go to Argentina last year for the World Cups, which both of those races were great. France got canceled the one day because of wind. Mm-hmm. And then Argentina, I think Argentina was one of my favorite trips because when I was flying in, I'm looking down at the buildings and stuff, and I was like, oh my gosh, I'm gonna like get abducted. Like, this is crazy how rough it looks. Well, because like you fly in and you just see like these, you know, like these shanties, and they have like sheets for roofs, and I was scared, you know, and we landed, and there's wild dogs in the airport, there's wild dogs, people were saying in the hospital, like people who got hurt. I mean, like, it's crazy. There's like no traffic laws. And you know what? My assumption was completely wrong. The people there were some of the nicest people I've ever met in my entire life. Mm-hmm. All the dogs were nice. I didn't get bit, so that's good. I pet them. I pet a lot of them, which I don't know if that's good or bad, but they were all really sweet. And it was really, really cool because it was just like everybody there was so grateful for like what they had. And, you know, we would pay with USD because that's what we had. And people were just like so, so grateful because the inflation there is so crazy. So it was like very eye opening. I think that was one of my favorite trips from last year. So,
wow.
Yeah.
So from never being out of the country to like multiple continents within the same year.
Yeah. It was crazy. Wow. And then I got to go to Austria too for Pump Track World Champs, which was amazing. Looks like a storybook. It was like super cloudy when I flew in, and so like you broke through the clouds, and then it was just like the Alps on either side of you and just like this giant green valley, and it was just beautiful. Like, it was just unbelievable.
Sounds awesome.
Someday.
It was cool.
You got to do Australia and New Zealand. Before that, we get to that, your pump track racing, is there more of this in the future for you?
So this year, I'm actually going to be, I think I'm going to be in Aruba on a vacation during the only qualifier that's in the States, which is kind of a bummer. It's, I think, the same day that I leave. So I was thinking about, like, maybe I can book a flight, like, to Houston and then leave from Houston and go to Aruba. I don't know. We'll see. Mm-hmm. I like pump track a lot. But also, like, I really, you know, I want to focus on BMX. If mm-hmm. I can make pump track work too, then I would love to do both. I don't know. Maybe I'll hit up one of the other qualifiers. There's nothing really close except for there's one in Canada. Mm-hmm. And I think it falls on the same weekend as one of the nationals here. So I don't know. We'll see. I hope I can figure out a way to make it work, but I don't know. I just, there's a lot of things that have to move around for it to work.
Sure. But we talked before we jumped on, so we'll talk about it again. Australia and New Zealand.
Oh my gosh. So it was so amazing. So I went to New Zealand. It was awesome because my boyfriend actually got 2 weeks off work, so he was able to come with me. Mm-hmm. And it was amazing. Like, we got to see like the bioluminescent glowworm caves, which were crazy. And we didn't know this, but if you yell at them, they get brighter. So our tour guide, she was like yelling. She was like, if you yell, they get brighter. And I thought she was just messing with us. And we like looked up, and it was just like, it looked like a night sky. It was so cool. So we got to see that. We got to go on a few really pretty hikes. We got to go kayaking, and it was just like the bluest, clearest water you've ever seen. And these crazy like cliffs and like these rock structures. It was just incredible. And then we also, I hadn't seen Lord of the Rings until like 2 years ago. And I watched it like 2 years ago, and we were staying right like an hour from like the Hobbiton movie set. So we got to go see it, and it was awesome. It was so freaking cool. So New Zealand was a blast. And mm-hmm. then Australia was awesome too. Australia, like I told you guys, it was more like a mix of like Florida and California. Like, it was just beach and hot and, you know, like a lot of different food and a lot of different stuff you could do like on the beach. But like, New Zealand was cool because it was like nowhere I've ever seen before in my entire life.
Did you race in New Zealand?
Yes, I raced in New Zealand in Rotorua the second weekend I was there. And then Brisbane was 2 weeks later. So it was like I did 2 weeks in New Zealand and then 2 weeks in Australia. So
do you like racing there versus here better? Is there one?
The thing is, everybody talks about how technical, like, tracks in different countries are, and I don't really think it's that. I think they're just built right. Like, they're built well.
Okay,
right. So,
Not the tracks here aren't built right, but like even, you know, the first time I went over to Europe, like there were these huge triples on this one track that I rode, and I was like, oh my gosh, this is so scary. Like, I don't know if I can jump them. And then I would like hit them, and it was like, oh, they're easy because the lip on it is perfect. And so it's kind of like some of the tracks look more intimidating, mm-hmm. but they ride really, really well. And it's, I wouldn't say it's different other than like it's better for me because you have to like jump and manual stuff, and I'm small, so like I, you know, if it's there's a lot of pedaling on a track, I'm gonna get pulled most of the time. So yeah, no, I mean I like riding my bike in different places, so I like that aspect of it. Mm-hmm. But I don't know, there's plenty of tracks that I like in the States too, so excuse
me.
You have a favorite international track?
I don't know. I really, really liked riding at, there's a track in Besançon, France. That track was awesome. It was like it's a 5 meter hill. But it has like three triples on that track that I was hitting, which is cool because like typically you don't hit triples like unless it's, I don't know. I mean, I don't hit triples unless it's like I need to hit triples, you know what I mean? Like they're scary. Right. But there was like three that were like pretty big, but like not super difficult. And mm-hmm. you know, they were massive. So it looked awesome and it felt awesome. That track was a lot of fun. And then I got to ride Paris too before mm-hmm. they rebuilt it for the Olympics. And that track was really fun. I only got to ride it for like a day and mm-hmm. a half ish. And I was super jet lagged. But it was awesome. It was really, again, like built really, really well.
Nice. Hey, you're getting on the World Cup, man, to see some of the top-notch facilities too.
Yeah.
With your travel, how cool is it going to be for the next World Cup in your home country to go there and compete?
It'll be awesome. I'm super excited. I've only ridden Tulsa once, mm-hmm. so hopefully I get to go out and get a little bit more practice there. But the one time I did ride it, it's top tier. It's a World Cup track. You know, it's mm-hmm. fun. It's technical. It's we need more of that in the States because there's only a few that like I feel like you could actually hold a World Cup at mm-hmm. and have it be like comparable to another World Cup track. Mm-hmm. Like around the world. So I'm pumped. It should be super fun. I think it's gonna be cool to see everybody racing here. Like everybody that I see elsewhere is gonna be here. So that's it's yeah. cool.
Your predictions, where are you gonna be?
Where am I gonna be?
Yeah, where are you gonna finish?
How am I gonna do? Yeah. Well shoot. I don't know, hopefully good. honestly, so I was bummed because I didn't even know how Olympic points worked at all last year. And I got fifth in my semi in Argentina. And I didn't realize that if I made the main, I would have like three Olympic points. Mm-hmm. So I was really, really close. And then in Australia and New Zealand, I made a few quarterfinals and I think I got fifth in one of my quarters. And it was just like, I was close, but I just didn't ride the way that I wanted to. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know. I feel like I could have done better. You know, you always feel like that sure. after a race, but right. I feel like I had more in me and, you know, it is what it is, but hopefully it would be cool to be able to, you know, at least make a final in Tulsa to get a few Olympic points and see what happens. I think Delaney's pretty far ahead with Olympic points right now. So, yeah. You know, we'll see what happens, but yeah, she's been killing it. I mean, all the other girls who race have been killing it. So it's cool to like see that group of girls that I grew up with, like it basically like we make up the pro class for the most part. Mm-hmm. It's insane. Like that's my whole age group, you know, Delaney, Peyton, Lexi, Mackenzie, like I grew up with all of them. So,
yeah.
So is it,
it's cool.
Nice to your face, cat scratches behind your back kind of thing. How's the competition between all you ladies?
No, I'm pretty cool with everybody. So I really do get along with most of the girls really well. So, it's always fun, like, you know, we always are talking behind the gate and staging, and you know, it's cool to get to like see places with my friends too, and not just like my friends from the States, like my friends from all over the place, you know what I mean? Like mm-hmm. I like I said, Aiko and Sabina went to Florida with me last year, and then like, you know, I see them at all these different races, and you know, I don't really talk to any of my BMX friends except like when I see them. Like even some of my best friends, like I don't talk to them until I'm at a race, and then you just kind of like pick up where you left off, and like it's just it's cool. It's a cool, like I feel like the friendships in BMX are kind of different. You know what I mean?
Right.
All
right. Yeah.
I know we got a couple questions in the chat, but okay. I got one for you.
Okay.
Two part. Who's your favorite person to race with? So you're in the gate. You're like, oh, I'm racing this person. Who is that?
Oh man, I don't know. Maybe, and I here's the thing. I don't really get to race her very much, but I always have so much fun with Aiko. I don't know if you saw our Grands B main. We were both super just exhausted from pump track. We literally both flew straight from Austria to Tulsa, and we got semi'd. And she told me before my semi, she's like, if you don't make it out, let's hit the pro set together. Yes. Okay. I was awesome. Like, okay, like I'm making it out of my semi, no problem. Blow my gate. I'm all the way behind. I'm like, oh my gosh, I have to hit pro set now. I come across the line though. And she's like, do you want to do it? And I was like, oh, I don't know. Like, not really. No, like I don't really want to do it, but now we have to, cause like we shook on it. And even at the gate, like we decided right before our moto, we were like, all right, like let's do it. And so she went first, and I trust Aiko on a bike more than anyone. And I was like, all right, like we're just gonna do it. Like, and it worked out good. We both made it through. We didn't die. It looked cool. So, yeah, right. Probably Aiko though.
Okay. Second part of the question.
All right.
It's World Cup race.
Okay.
Transfers on the line. You got the move, but it's going to be a hard pass on her. Are you going to take it?
Oh, yeah, 100%. Come on now.
All right.
Okay. Come on.
Just check. Just all right.
What happens if you don't take it?
I
mean, I'm going to take it every time. Yeah. Every single time. It doesn't matter who it is. Every single time.
I'll put Chris over the turn for seventh place.
Yeah. He's not kidding. Come on.
Well, I know there's a couple of questions in there, but we did her. You were there when we did her clinic, right?
Oh yeah,
yeah,
yeah. It was an awesome clinic.
Yeah, and we want to talk about the coaching. Yeah, we had way.
They were sore as hell.
Oh my god!
Don't bullshit a bullshitter. No, nope. You were like, oh my god, she killed me.
That's good. That's
like,
good.
So she many helped, gates. So she many gates.
Me with my start.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Like,
if you are anywhere near a track, I will tell you right now, sign up, take the class.
Carly Clinic. Carly Kane Clinic.
And we were spoiled because you did the Fossil Clinic, so it's just a bunch of us.
It was a bunch of us older guys.
Yeah, I did. I did do like two groups tonight.
Yeah.
Fossil clinic.
She came out and she's like, serious. She's like, oh, I have the afternoon fossil session sponsored by ibuprofen. Did you guys bring your car ibuprofen? I'm like, come on, not an amateur here.
That's funny. I should start advertising Fossil Clinic.
You should take it, run with it. It will go so good.
The all things BMX show Fossil Clinic.
What up, Art? She turns. She's like, all right. She runs really, really, really good drills for real.
Yes.
Hey, and,
really, no kidding. It's a really good clinic.
Mag and I are out there trying to take each other out. And she's like, wait. I said, go hard in the turn. Don't try to kill each other. I'm like, I don't think my brakes work. I don't work on my bike. Yeah.
Yeah, you and Mike were kind of.
It was, yeah. But the way your clinic, like you start with the warm-ups and you explain everything along the way.
Yeah.
And it's tailored for old people, so it really helps.
I try. And I really do, like, I've told people when I go coach, I don't have, like, a plan. I just kind of, like, see who I'm working with and then go from there. But it always works out great. I feel like I really, really enjoy coaching. Like, I have such a good time working with riders. So it's fun. It always works out.
Yeah.
New nickname from the chat, Carly the Carver.
There we go. Scotty Wire coming in.
That's cute.
Did you have any questions in there? I thought I saw a couple pop up.
I did, but were you going to finish the coaching?
We'll ask the questions and we'll jump into coaching. How
okay.
About that?
Okay.
Are we doing a check-in?
Have you ever thought of moving somewhere warm to ride year-round? Matt Homer is wondering.
See, I would love to live somewhere warm, but I'm extremely close with my family, and I don't think I would be happy if I moved away. My parents are both really young. I have a sister who's 2 years younger than me, and we do so much together. So, like, even, you know, when I'm gone for a month, like, I get so homesick. I want to come home. And it's kind of nice because, well, it's not nice. I have to drive 2 hours to Louisville to ride an 8-meter hill, but that's typically where I'll go. But it's nice because I was gone for all of, you know, February. So I got to ride up until like January 12th, and then the track closed and they just opened. I'm actually going down to Louisville tomorrow to ride. So it kind of like, I timed it pretty good to where I didn't really have to deal with like winter here. Mm-hmm. So I'll probably leave for at least a little bit during the winter, but I don't think I could move away from my family and be like, and be happy. You know, I love my family. I love being around my family and my pets, and it would just be tough.
That makes sense. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay. One of our young listeners, local girl Mina Love, is wondering what you would say, or what you can say, or even what she could say to other girls to get them to try BMX.
I think it's tough because, you know, girls don't race BMX most of the time. It's mostly boys, and so I think it's intimidating for a younger girl to start BMX and just be racing with a bunch of boys. I think if you're a girl and you want to get like another girl into it, then you have to show them what is possible as a girl. So I think you just have to encourage them and tell them to try it, because, you know, you don't know how you're going to feel about something until you try it. And that goes with anything, not just mm-hmm. BMX. But I think it's really important for if this young girl wants like one of her friends to try it, like it's important for her friends to see that like she does it, and you know, you can do it even if it's a mostly guy sport. You know what I mean?
That's great. I like that.
Do you know any other signings that might be coming to Huffy?
Not as of right now. Okay. I'll keep my ears open. I mean, even if I knew stuff, I couldn't tell you guys, but right. No, honestly, I don't know what the plans are for the mm-hmm. future. I think they're wanting to grow the team. I just don't know. Again, I don't know timeline. But I'm sure they have stuff up their sleeves. They, like I said, they've been killing it with everything. Mm-hmm. So
if you haven't had a chance, you gotta watch Huck, the kid.
Oh yeah, he joined us over on YouTube.
Did he?
I meant to say that earlier.
Okay,
yeah.
Good. I'm glad he jumped in because he
awesome. Huck.
he's not. I'm like, this kid for 9 years old is like a video game.
Oh my gosh, when we were at Mike's, he was cracking me up because he was trying to find something to backflip, and I've tried a backflip on a bike before into a foam pit.
Yeah.
It didn't go well. I also tried into a lake. My dad built like this crazy kicker into my parents' lake on our property. And he had like an old GHP cruiser. And he's like, put pool noodles on it. It'll be awesome. I'm like, all right, let's do it. So he mowed this path down to this ramp. And it was down a hill. And it was like super bumpy. Like you didn't have any control. So you're like bouncing down the hill. And then you hit this jump. And I was trying to do backflips into the lake, and my mom was like, you need to wear a life jacket. You have to wear a life jacket or you can't do it. And I'm like, okay, cool. So I like yank this backflip and just land on my back, and I'm in a life jacket. So it's like hitting pavement.
Oh,
so
I can imagine that. Oh,
and I'm like, oh, I can't breathe. I'm going out myself. It was, I don't do backflips.
Fun stuff.
A for effort on that. Yikes.
Yeah. Is there anything else in there, Melissa?
That question wise, yeah.
Okay, no. Cool. So we wanted to jump into the coaching part because, you know, Chris and I both actually personally taken your clinics, and you do a really good job, and I know it's a passion thing. So we kind of wanted to hear how you fell into the coaching and, you know, how this has led to be such a passion project for you.
Honestly, I think the first time I coached, I was maybe 16 or 17. I think it was at Dayton Indoor. They just wanted me to come to a clinic, and I never had before. And I don't know if it was an all-girls clinic or – I don't know. I can't remember. But I had a blast. It was so much fun, and it was – I didn't really know what to expect because, again, like I didn't really have a plan. It was just like, okay, I'm going to see who shows up and we'll go from there. And it was, you know, a 2-hour clinic. And I was like, oh my gosh, how do I fill up 2 hours with, you know, coaching? And it ended up being so easy. And it was fun because I love engaging with riders. And I feel like, especially now that like I'm more focused, I think, on like my racing and my results than I have been in the past, like I don't get to engage with people as much at races. So it's really cool for me to be able to like actually, you know, build relationships with these other riders at clinics. But yeah, I think it was just like a random thing when I was 16 or 17, and then like other tracks would hit me up and they're like, hey, we come to a clinic. And now it's, you know, I have a ton of people reach out to, you know, schedule clinics and stuff, and it's awesome. I love it. I really, really love it. I have a bunch coming up. I've got one at Dayton Indoor, I have one in Nashville, one in Raleigh. So it's like 3 back-to-back weekends, mm-hmm. which is super exciting. I got one in Elgin scheduled for this year. There's a few other ones. I'd have to look at my calendar, but it's crazy because like I'm like, oh, I have so much time to book these clinics, and then I look at my race schedule and it's just like it fills up quick. Yeah. So yeah, I try to kind of like be selective with where I go. But at the same time, it's hard because like I said, I really love it and I want to go to like all these places. So.
If somebody wanted to get a hold of you for a clinic, what's the best way to reach out to you to possibly see if you're available?
Don't send a DM on Instagram and do not send a Facebook message. I will not see it. So many people send them. And like 3 months later, I'm like, oh my gosh, forever ago. So my email for sure. Okay. And I think I saw it at the bottom. It yep. is. It's at the bottom. Yeah. So yeah, my email, it's carly@levate.net. I'll see that one for sure. I check my email every day. I do not check my Facebook or Instagram messages ever. So, yeah.
All right. Are we going to see? Are you going to do the Waterford National?
I don't know yet.
You don't know?
I think so, but I don't know. It depends. It depends on if there's anything else that, you know, happens to be that weekend. Mm-hmm. Again, I got to look at the pump track schedule too, because I would like to make it to a qualifier, but there's no other ones in the States. So it's just going to, I don't know. I'll play it by ear and see what happens.
I don't know if you know this. Chris, he's a bigwig over there. He's friends with Bob Seger and Ted Nugent and Kid Rock and stuff. So, yeah, he might be able to get you a little meet and greet with somebody, one of those guys.
Hey, that'd be cool.
I don't know about that. Okay.
Now you're on the spot.
Yeah.
Out at the Super Bowl hanging out with him.
It's not.
Oh, no. The Lions didn't make the Super Bowl. Never mind. That was the game before that.
No, they came close, but no.
There. Nick Jones mentioned how you've been a really good role model for Avery Jones. And you're always welcome to Cape Coral.
Well, is that in the chat?
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, I absolutely love the Joneses. They're freaking awesome. Avery is like seriously one of my favorite little riders. Like she's a very genuine person. She's great on a bike. She's very easy to coach. She's one of my favorite people to coach because she just absorbs it like a sponge. So Avery's awesome. Their whole family's awesome. Nick's great. He's hilarious. If you haven't seen the videos of him scaring the crap out of Jill, I highly suggest you look at them. They're hilarious. Sorry, Jill. I love you. But they're really, really funny.
They're good. They rank up there with his rants. Cause
they are good. Oh my goodness.
Rants are good, too.
The rants are epic. I still remember the donut rant when he went to buy the donuts and they were mini. And I had to watch that at least a half a dozen times to finally make it through. Cause I was just like, these donuts.
Did you guys see the recent one about the whale?
No.
The sperm whale? No. Yes, you did.
Yeah. I did. Oh!
where the first whole video, he couldn't say anything because he was laughing too damn hard. Yes.
I missed that one.
Then he had to do a second follow-up video in order to explain what everybody was laughing at.
It's like, take two.
Poor Jill. So embarrassed.
I thoroughly enjoyed that, and I love Jill, and she takes it like a champ. And Jill's
got a good sense of humor.
Boss, for sure. She's the boss, and everybody, you know. No rules.
You did some We were down in Florida around the same time last year. Did you race any of the Florida series?
No, I don't
know. Or were you just down there?
I wasn't down there.
I remember seeing you like at Tampa.
That was when I was down there for my, like, just for the winter, like trying to prepare. That's when I crashed and hit my head again. That was kind of like dealing with all that coming back from from my big concussion. So,
yeah. I was curious if, like, have you been able to attend any of the Florida State qualifiers or any of the state races?
I've never been. It looks like a lot of fun, but yeah, I've never been to a Florida State race. I'm from what I have seen, and they're huge. They're like really, really massive state races.
Trying to steal that and get that up here. That's what we need a little bit of that up here.
It's just a wee bit smaller than a national.
It's the same size as some nationals.
That's
wrong.
Yeah. We got to know, what do you have for manual secrets?
Here's the thing. Everybody I can like manual really good on a track. If you want to learn how to manual on a track, you're going to have to ask Aiko about that, because she is like the best female manualer on the track ever. I can just go forever on flat ground. I can like triple manual at the most on a track. So, but for flat ground manuals, it's all about your front knee. I feel like we've talked about this too.
Whoa.
It's all about the front knee. You gotta like, you know, you pick the front end up and you pull back, you don't pull up. And then obviously your butt is used for like the forward back balance point. But when you watch people manual, a lot of times they just fall to the side. You have to like actually steer with the knee that's in front. If you don't, then you're just going to fall to one side every time. So, and just practice, a lot of practice. When I was really little, it snowed really bad a few years, like a few years in a row. So there was like a few years where I just took the winter completely off, and because my, you know, there's no tracks close to me and my parents were busy. And so we didn't drive to the track, you know, every other night or whatever. And I just got in my driveway and tried to manual squares, like plow the driveway and then try to manual squares in the freezing cold. And I remember the first time I did like 2 parking spaces, I was super pumped. And then I remember the first time I did 11 parking spaces and I was like, oh my gosh, I can manual now. It was crazy.
Just keep working at it, eh?
Well, now you know, Matt, and expect to see that manual from you when you get back to the track.
Yep.
Okay, so last weekend, Rock Hill, some amazing mains, wins.
Yeah. Thank you.
What was different? It all came together? Tell us about it.
Well, I felt good on my bike. I've been feeling good on my bike. I feel like the only thing that I'm missing is like my first straight. Like that's where I lose out always. And I feel like around the rest of the track, like I have what I need for the most part. Now, obviously you can always improve, but I feel good on my bike. I feel confident on my bike. And then also like the first corner at Rock Hill is just beautiful. It's just wonderful. 'Cause you can just carve the crap out of it. And I love it. And you can take it so low and you can just rip through it and it's freaking awesome. So I actually, in my main on Sunday, so at the national champs race, you can watch the video. It's hard to tell, but I'm in gate 5 and over the first jump, I actually jump over, I think it was Delaney's back wheel. I thought I was going to die. So I jumped from 5 into 3.
Oh, wow.
Because if you watch the video, I'm all the way on the outside. And then I think you see like Elise and Peyton. And then all of a sudden I'm on the inside. And then I was just able to rip through the corner and come out in second. And I was like, okay, like we'll take it. I think I felt good on my bike more than anything. And I was just confident in my moves. And also I think I've become a lot more intelligent about like when to do certain things, because there's plenty of times when like I can probably go for a move, but I'm like, okay, this is, you know, second round, I'm in third, I don't need to go for a pass, you know. And so I think I've gotten better about kind of picking and choosing when to go for certain things and like what's worth it and what's not. So there's that. And then also, you know, I think I don't know. I don't know what it is, but when I get in the gate for a race, like, I can be so scared before that. Like, in practice, I can feel terrible, and I can be all nervous, and I can just be a ball of stress, and then I get in the gate, and it's just like, let's go. Like, I don't know what changes, because I'm not like that. Like, I'm a very, like, I don't like confrontation. I'm, like, a chill person. On the track, though, like, I'll do stuff, and I'm like, what the heck was that? Where did that come from? What the heck? So yeah, I don't know. I think it just, I just was able to ride consistent, and you know, I guess when you're consistent, you're gonna end up being in the right spot at some point. So yeah, it just, it worked out good.
So then it was Silver Friday, and then
Bronze. It was so I got third on Friday, and that wasn't national champs.
Oh,
that
I
was just
backwards.
Like an
okay.
HC, it's a UCI race.
Okay.
Third on Friday, and then yeah, national champs, I got silver. And I'll tell you what. When I came out of that corner in second, all I could think of was, don't mess up, don't mess up. And let me tell you, it was probably my slowest lap of the whole weekend. Like, I was going so slow. I called my dad and I was like, Dad, the entire lap, I was listening to Eric to make sure nobody was coming up on me. I was looking for shadows to make sure I wasn't going to get past. Like, I was just trying to have a clean lap and just not mess up. It wasn't the prettiest lap, but I made it work. So.
Good for you. It looked great.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. So do you usually listen to the announcer while you're racing?
If I need to. So actually, it's funny because, like, if I'm leading, or if there's somebody behind me that I know has, you know, good track speed or is good at passing, absolutely. Like, I am listening for anything I can hear to know where they're at. Same thing, like I said, with the shadows. Like, if the sun is pointed the right way and I can see shadows, I'm looking. Like, I'm making sure I can see which side of me that they're on. And not, like, I'm not looking back, but, like, just in my peripheral. You know, I feel like I am usually pretty good at, like, riding in a pack, and so, like, I'm pretty good at being aware of like where people are, even if I can't see them, you know what I mean? And that's just like, I think that's just experience from being in a pack all the time, because, you know, like I said, my first rate's kind of where I feel like I lose out a little bit, and we're working on it, it's getting there, it's getting better, but I feel like that's usually where I lose out, and so I'm used to kind of like having to work through a pack, and it's not a bad thing. Like, it's made me, I feel like, a pretty good racer, but obviously sometimes you end up in carnage, but it's part of it.
Yeah, it's part of the deal. Eh? Yeah,
you've had some wild crashes.
Yeah, FYI. Buddy, it's part of it.
No, they're never. I have not seen a Carly crash where it's like, it was all right. It was. Yeah.
Well, see, that's the thing. Like I said, I feel like I've gotten a lot smarter about, like, when do certain things, and so I've been able to, like, you know, limit that a little bit.
Good.
I had a silly fall in Rotorua where, like, those corners were really flat, and I was just cranking through one of the corners and, like, caught my pedal and just kind of got, like, flung. I hit my hip pretty good. They told me that I needed x-rays and I needed an ambulance. I was like, I'm not paying for that. There's no way. Like, I'm fine. My hip is not broken. I am good. And they were like, no, everything's free in New Zealand. You're fine. And I'm like,
damn.
Right, cool.
Run it.
Yeah.
Let's go.
So I had, like, just a little fall over there, and then I actually fell on Saturday this past weekend. I just kind of, like, I had a pretty good start, and then just kind of got my wheel, like, bumped by somebody who was next to me, and it was just, like, it was a frustrating fall, because it was, like, shoot, like, I was in the air. There's nothing I could do. Mm-hmm. But again, like, it's just part of it. And unfortunately, until I've got a first rate, like Elise, like, you know, I'm going to be in, you know, in the pack at some point. Mm-hmm. So we'll get there, though.
I like it.
Yeah, I like that. We'll get there.
Yeah.
There's always
that's the plan.
Right? Room for improvement, right? Continuous improvement.
A lot of room for improvement.
Yeah. So when we started the show, we had our chat question about hubs. Yeah. What's your favorite hubs, Carly?
Well, Onyx, come on now.
All right.
So I'm sponsored by Onyx. I've always run. Actually, I shouldn't say always. I got my first pair of Onyx hubs when I was probably, like, I don't know, 13 or 14. Mm-hmm. And I remember I was like, oh my gosh, these are so weird. Like, my pedals don't move because they're instant engagement, obviously, you know. And I've always just run them. I think they're awesome. Mm-hmm. Plus, I get to customize my colors. You know, I have my little logo etched on there. So I love my oh, Onyxes. Cool. I've never had any issues with them. They've always been fantastic. Mm. So they're my favorite.
Didn't you go to them?
I just got some. I haven't actually ridden on them yet, but I have a new set of them. Yeah,
they're awesome.
Try something different.
Yeah,
I've been.
You got your own.
Profile for forever.
Chris Beer custom color.
No
bullshit. I know
no,
you
I
did.
Don't.
I know you did.
Nope.
He got champagne white.
No, they're just white.
Yeah, they're solid
white with the
they're,
black. What do you call it? Shell? Inserts or whatever.
What do they call them? There's a name for them.
Widgets.
Yeah, widgets. Widgets. Yeah, I don't know why. That's funny to me. I just. Yeah.
Is that really what they call it?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
that's what they call it. Widgets.
Yeah.
Well, two things here. One, I'm not fast enough to be sponsored by them. Two, I don't got that kind of money.
Sponsored by them either.
Like Chris over here, he's like, he's a big influencer, you know? He's like, I just got to wear my t-shirt. I'll get a discount. You saw a couple weeks ago, you know what happened? He wasn't wearing his Xfinity t-shirt here for his bro deal from Xfinity, and we lost it.
We lost the internet.
Xfinity? Wait, dang. You
said, that was my fault. Wait a minute.
I'm blaming that one on you.
Well, as soon as Xfinity comes through with the t-shirt and the free internet, then we'll talk.
That solid bro
deal. Yeah, let me know. I don't like that bill every month.
Right. Yeah, for sure.
Who's your current? Who are your current sponsors?
So Huffy Corporation, yeah. Obviously.
Right on.
And then Bell, Onyx, Lake Cycling. So that's my shoes. And then Gate 9, and who am I missing? E6, and
isn't there a Lake something?
Yeah, Lake Cycling. Those
oh,
are my shoes.
I missed that.
Okay.
Yeah, those are the main ones. Mm-hmm. And then there's people who, like, flow me some stuff, you know? Like, AB will send me some stuff, and Rideco's always hooking me up with some stuff. So there's people who, you know, they always help me out. So
nice.
If I got a picture of Chris's face on a t-shirt, and we'll just call it a bro deal, you only got to wear it once. Can we make this happen?
I only got to wear it once.
Just once. I'll get Billy on it, okay? Maybe
she's
a, you know,
only once,
just once.
Yeah, I mean, sure. All right. Why not?
Maybe, yeah. I was gonna say maybe we could have her autograph it and donate it to Nick Long's thing, and I'm like, no, there'd just be people buying to keep that thing away.
Yeah. Well, hey, maybe you can make some money to keep it from being
exactly.
in the auction.
Yeah.
You can get some money that way.
All right.
Oh, Lord.
I think we're going to do some lightning round. You ready for some rapid fire questions?
Let's go.
All right. These are random. Like random.
We need to do that.
Okay. Yeah, so, I don't know. I mean, I think I'm ready.
All right. So we're going to do some lightning round here. And our lightning round is brought to you, the listeners, by our good friends over at 110 Nutrition. For those that know what it takes, 110 Nutrition. It's the best I can do for the... for the plugs there. All right. It is lightning round time. All right. Melissa's going to get us kicked off here. No?
Yep. Just not there in my script.
Okay.
No. We're
okay. What's your dream car, Carly?
Oh, easy. A McLaren 720S. Come on.
Damn. That was
probably charcoal. I think charcoal. Maybe like pearl with like brown interior, but a McLaren 720S all the way.
Okay.
She didn't even have to think about that for 2 seconds. Boom. All right. Would you ever go bungee jumping?
Yeah, probably. And I definitely wouldn't have like 2 years ago, but I think, yeah, I would. When I was in Austria, I went on this giant like swing thing, and you had to walk under this super sketchy bridge on this tiny piece of plywood, and it was raining, and then it was freezing, so it was like all icy and super slippery, and we were like 150 feet up, and you just had this little like what are the little clip things called, you know, like little clips?
Oh, the carabiner.
Yes, a carabiner. Oh, I can never remember what they're called. But yeah, we just had these little carabiners that we had on this tiny little wire, and it was super sketchy getting over to the swing, and then you just jumped off this giant thing, this giant bridge, and yeah, it's crazy. But yeah, I think I would go bungee jumping.
All right, how about do you like to dance?
No, I'm not a dancer. I can do the worm, that's about it.
You should see Chris break dance.
I'd like to see that.
I would like to see it.
Because I've never done it.
I would like to see it. Even better.
Next clinic.
It'll be a real breakdance.
Perfect. Let's do it.
Next clinic. We'll do it.
I'll do the worm and you can breakdance.
Okay.
Dude, maybe we can get Damon to do some b-boy dancing, and it's just gonna come full circle.
All right, get Damon on here.
All right. Okay. Which celebrity annoys you the most?
Ooh, I don't know. I mean, really, the first thing that popped into my head was like Kim Kardashian. But let me tell you, like, I'm not really like I don't pay attention to celebrities. I'm mm-hmm. not like, ooh, I'm gonna go look at this celebrity. I just hear stuff gotcha. About them.
I'm with you.
Too big on that stuff. Except BMX people, I guess that's as big.
You're
as
a celebrity now, Chris. Watch it. Someone might answer that question with you. They're gonna be like, I'm sick of Chris's bro deals. Your question up.
Oh, where'd it go? Oh, do you like to sing karaoke?
No, I definitely am not a big karaoke person. Like, I'll sing in the car with like my sister. Mm-hmm. That's about it. But if I was going to sing karaoke, my go-to song would be Fergalicious. I'm just saying.
Ooh, that's a jam.
Yeah, it is a jam.
It is.
It's probably an oldie for her. Just saying.
Could be. Or call it a throwback. I'm like, what? It's a throwback.
Kind of a throwback.
I still listen to that. It's on my iPod rotation.
iPod.
Listen to that when I'm at the gym. Trying to get ready for my manuals.
I listen to Fergalicious in the gym sometimes.
It's the only song we're going to skate to.
When you're on Napster?
Wow, Chris.
While he's updating his MySpace page? Yeah.
Right on.
Still trying to upload that song on there.
With his Hotmail account? We could go on.
Oh, man.
Or AOL.
It's getting spicy in here. What was your first job?
My first job, I worked at a Skyline as a cashier, which you guys, you don't have Skyline up there, do you?
We don't.
Do you know what it is?
Yeah, yes. If you've spent any time in Ohio, you know what it is.
Yeah,
you
gotta it's
Skyline chili, man.
Yeah, for people who don't know, it's a chili place. And my parents were like, you have to get a job. So I got a job at Skyline. Like, I think I worked like once a week maybe. And then I was like, I think I was a freshman in high school, or maybe I was in eighth grade. I don't know. I was little. So they had to drive me, and it wasn't even close to my house. So it was just like kind of a pain in the butt for them. And then I started playing tennis for my school. And I just like told them, I was like, hey, like take me off the schedule because I'm playing tennis. And then I just like never went back. So
First and last job.
All right.
And then I worked for a pet groomer that was like close to my house, and the lady who owns it, she still owns it. She's like 78. She is hilarious. And she would just like pay me under the table, just, you know, I think it was like $20 an hour. It was really good. And so it was maybe it was $20 for 2 hours. It might have been $10 an hour. That probably is more accurate. But she would just pay me under the table, I'd go take care of dogs all day, and it was good. It was fun.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
What is your preferred? I already know the answer to this. Yeah. What is your preferred social media platform?
Yeah, Instagram for sure.
See, he's on like, the IG.
I've really tried. Like, I really want to make a YouTube channel. But I feel like if I sat there and made a vlog, it would just be, I would look at it and I'd be like, this is so cringe. Like, there's no way I can post this. Because I think if I'm like talking to people, it's easy to talk. If I'm talking to a camera, then I feel like it's super forced. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I don't know. I would love to make a YouTube. I'd love to get into YouTube. I have no idea how to work Facebook. Like I said, it's just linked to my Instagram. Mm-hmm. That's as best I can do. And I just can't get into TikTok. I just don't like it. It's soul sucking. Yeah. So I'm just an Instagram girl. What I grew up with. That's my main thing. The YouTube, I want to make the YouTube happen, so it's still in the works. But yeah.
Great.
Yeah. Yeah. YouTube, you can't just, you know, throw a picture on there. You got to film and edit. And
right.
All that.
Yeah. I was thinking tomorrow maybe I'll do a little GoPro video at Louisville, but then I forgot my GoPro and I don't have it with me, so I'm not gonna do that. But maybe at some point I'll do a GoPro.
You have the best ideas.
I have really good ideas.
You
I just
do.
Need it. Like,
yeah. Execution. Yeah. Execution. Next
there you
step.
Go.
Yeah. Right. You know, if I'm a tech, I just want to ride. I don't want to film. So
fair.
I just need someone to follow me with a camera. If anybody wants to do that, let me know. You can come. I'll drive you to the track. You can video me.
And you can give him a free t-shirt with Chris's face on it.
There you go.
And some Huffy stickers.
And your signature Huffy stickers.
Yeah, you can give him some of these guys.
There you go.
This t-shirt. This t-shirt's going to happen. Chris, you got the next question.
What is the most embarrassing thing you've ever done in public?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh.
She knew right away, too.
This is super embarrassing. So it's, I don't really know. It's not really, like, in public, but, like, I was getting a massage. This is actually so embarrassing. It's so funny. So, anyway, this was after Chile. This was after my concussion, so I fully blame my concussion for this, okay? I went to get a massage because I was just messed up after that crash. Yeah. And I went to this guy that my boyfriend and his family have gone to for a really long time. He's awesome. He does a great job. But I went and... the first session was fantastic. I was like, okay, my body's beat up. Like, I probably need to come back next week. Cause all of my, like my ribs and my back were like stuck together. They were like compressed. It was awful. Like some of the worst pain I've ever been in. And then my shoulders were messed up. I crushed the tip of my collarbone. So I didn't break it, but I crushed it. There was nothing they could do for it. So all the muscles around there were just like really locked up. So I scheduled this appointment with the same guy for the next week. And, you know, I go in, I'm talking to him, and he was, like, asking me what we wanted to work on. I told him, and he's like, all right, like, I'll be back. And so, you know, if you've ever had a professional massage, you know, you get undressed, and then you get under the blanket that's on the table. So I am getting ready for my massage, and I'm looking at the table, and for some reason, I'm like, oh, I think I'm supposed to be the opposite way this time. Now, I don't know why I would think that. But I was looking at it and I was like, it just seems like I should be facing the other way this time. So the blanket was, you know, folded over like this. And you're supposed to get under like this part of the blanket. And I'm trying to get under the part that's folded over. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't fit. What's going on? Like, why am I not fitting under the blanket? Like, what do I do? He's going to come back in. This is awful. And so I was freaking out because I couldn't figure out why I wasn't fitting under this blanket that... I mean, clearly I'm supposed to fit. It's a massage table, you know? And so he knocks on the door and I panic and I'm like, I don't know what to do. So I curl up in a tiny ball underneath the folded part of the blanket. And he was like, are you ready? And I told him, I was like, I need help. Like, I don't know what's going on. So he opened the door and he's like, you're facing the wrong way. I was like, okay. All right. Give me a second. So yeah, that was really, really embarrassing. I told him, I was like, I'm gonna blame the concussion for that one. Sorry about that. Yeah, I don't even know how my brain was thinking that I should have been facing the other way, but that's probably the most embarrassing thing ever.
All right.
Okay, I think it's my turn now. All right, Carly, what? Oh shit, what did I just do? What's the funniest word that you know?
The funniest word that I know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I mean, like, when I think of, like, funny word, I think of, like, bubble, you know? Like, I feel like bubble is a funny word. But I don't really know. Like, there's not a word that someone says and I'm like, oh my gosh, that's hilarious.
Yeah. Yeah, right. That's an interesting question anyways.
Huh. Do you prefer to go to a coffee shop or a bar?
Coffee shop. Oh my gosh, all the way. I am not, I'm not a big partier. I'm not a big alcohol fan. I can do like a glass of wine with some lamb chops sometimes, but like I like coffee. I like how coffee. I don't know. I'm not. I don't like alcohol. So.
Yeah, I'm with you.
What's the best birthday gift you've ever received?
My Normatec boots. Oh my gosh. I got my compression boots for my birthday last year. I use them like almost every day. I love them.
All right. They're the ones that you put on and then they squeeze your legs.
Oh, the air really compress.
Yes, and they are amazing. Oh my goodness.
Yeah. Really?
All right, Carly, what's your worst habit?
My worst habit? I don't know. You know, so I track the food that I eat. I track my macros like all week. And then like Saturdays, I can kind of eat whatever I want for the most part. And Saturdays come around and I will just eat everything in sight until I feel sick because I'm like, oh, it's my cheat day. I have to like low crap food. So probably that. I mean, okay. I pick my nails. Like I like peel them off. So I always have short nails. I don't know.
Those aren't too bad. You're doing all right.
Bad habit stuff.
That's okay. Not bad.
Oh, wait, I do have a bad habit.
All right.
I drink a gallon of water every day. I gotta drink my gallon. It's like a thing that I gotta do. I have a gallon of water and I drink it. And all the time, I'll drink like half a gallon the whole day. And then it'll get like 9 o'clock. And I'm like, oh, I gotta finish my gallon. Oh, no. So I'll drink
so like, you're up peeing all night long.
Yeah. Then you're up all night. Yeah.
Yeah. And then I have to pee like 6 times. So anyway, that is probably actually my worst habit.
All right.
I could see that.
Wait till you get older, because you'll just do that even though you don't drink water. So,
yeah, take that from the fossils.
Yeah.
Front row fossils right here.
I'm not claiming that group. I don't identify as a fossil.
She is younger than we both are. So.
What you got, Chris?
What is your favorite sport other than BMX?
My favorite sport, like to play or to watch?
To watch. Yeah.
Probably tennis, to watch.
Okay.
My mom and my sister are really, really good tennis players. And I like watching them play, but also like, I really like watching all the opens and stuff. I'm not really a big fan of like watching sports though. Like I don't really watch football unless like somebody else has it on. I don't watch basketball or baseball, or even like when my dad has Formula One or motocross, like I don't really get into it. And even with, you know, with tennis, like back when Nadal and Federer and Djokovic were all playing each other, it was really, really entertaining because like we knew them. Like I grew up and they were always playing. Same thing with like, you know, Serena and Sharapova and then like some of the other like top women. Like a lot of the players now, like I don't know them well. So it's a little bit different, but I'd still say tennis, probably.
All right, cool. Where are we at? Okay, sorry. What was the last thing that you Googled?
The last thing that I Googled? Did I Google anything today? I don't know. Let me look on my search history.
It's a bold move.
I mean, I trust myself to not look up anything crazy. Let's see. Last thing that I Googled. It was how many people run marathons a year. I was curious. It's 1.1 million, just so you know.
That's a lot of people.
Wow.
That are crazy.
Right, yeah.
That have a mental illness.
That whole running thing.
Could it be me? No.
No.
If there's not a bear behind you, there's no need to run.
That's right.
There's no need to run.
I don't like running.
All right, Carly, if you were to write a book, what would it be about?
Manualing.
Marathon running.
You know, honestly, if I was gonna write a book, well, I don't know. Is it like a nonfiction book or is it
whatever you want to write?
Whatever, anything. Yeah, whatever strikes you.
I feel like I would want to write like an inspirational book. You know what I mean? Like yes. I would want to do something. Like, have you ever read? Gosh, what book is it? I think it's called
The Secret.
I think it's called. I read two back to back. It might be called the Art of War, and it's really, really good. And it's Matt Wick from Waterford sent it to me actually, and it's a fantastic book. But I can't remember
Sun Tzu book, The Art of War by Sun Tzu. Real thick.
No, I don't know. Honestly don't remember. He sent me two. I read both of them. One of them was like very like inspirational. It was awesome, and I could like see myself wanting to write something like that, but clearly I'm no help because I don't even know what the title is anymore. I read a lot of books, like I really do, and I'll get a nonfiction book and it takes me like 2 months, and then I'll read like I'll read like 10 fiction books in like 2 months because I can get through the, you know, I can get through the stories faster than I can get through like the facts, you know. So awesome. I don't remember the names of my nonfiction books.
All right. No problem.
No worries. All right. So which of the following frames do you prefer? Chromoly, aluminum, or carbon fiber?
I have never ridden chromoly or... Actually, that's not true. I have like a park bike, but I've never ridden carbon. So, I mean, aluminum. I think like carbon would be cool to maybe try, but I just have never had the opportunity to ride one. So, aluminum.
All right. What's your favorite type of music?
I like all kinds of different stuff. I'm not like a huge fan of country, but I like old music. I like new music. I like rap. I like, you know, like dance. I like pop. I don't know. Probably like my go-to playlist is usually like my 80s and 90s. Like that's usually if I'm in the car and I'm jamming, like that's what I'm clicking on.
Weren't you like a toddler then?
No, I wasn't alive.
I was going to say she wasn't even alive.
My mom was a toddler.
Oh my god!
My mom was born in 83. So.
Sweet.
Oh my gosh,
that's awesome.
Have you called the music your dad listens to as dad rock yet
or oldies?
Okay. So I love dad rock. That's all right.
This one hurts, Melissa.
Hold on, though. That's not how I refer to it. I don't think it's dad rock, but I'm always playing like my rock playlist, which is like just all my dad's music that I just took, and it's all on a playlist, you know, and I love it. I jam to it. But my boyfriend loves music, and that's how he refers to it. I'm like, it's good. What are you even talking about? So I don't refer to it that way. I just call it my rock playlist. But yeah, whatever. I don't refer to it as dad.
That hurts a little less.
a little bit. But the worst part is her mom was born in 83 and I graduated high school in 86. So.
God, I bet you had.
My dad was born in 79.
Even dad is younger than we are.
Yep.
Sweet.
I might have saw dad at a Linkin Park concert.
That's hilarious. All right, Carly, are you a summer gal or a winter gal?
Summer all the way.
Yeah. Summer. When you ride a bike, I sort of figured that would be the answer.
And I mean, winter's good. Like I, you know, I like skiing. I like snowboarding. I have 3 St. Bernards, so they like the snow. I like ice skating, but I don't like when it's just gray outside. You know, if it was cold and snowy and sunny, that's fine.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
when it's not sunny, it sucks.
Yep. Yeah.
I agree.
I think the snow and the cold and everything should go from about Thanksgiving to New Year's Day, and then it can go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Take that.
Yeah. At least here, in Michigan. I don't
know. No, anywhere. I think that's a good schedule.
Yeah.
I think December 15th to January 1st, and that shit just moves on out, and we're back to 60s.
There we go.
You live in the wrong state.
It's rough.
All right, it's Chris, hard to ride.
Chris, you're up.
Ask her about her cheat day.
All right. Yeah. So it's Saturday. Are we getting pizza or a burger?
No. Ooh, no.
See, lamb chops.
Okay. So if I had to pick between those two, pizza for sure. I'm not really a burger kind of girl. But also, like, if I'm getting, like, a cheat meal, I'm going to do, like a Parmesan-crusted filet with, like sweet potatoes with marshmallows on them. You know what I mean? That's what I'm doing for cheat day.
Dang.
Justin, that's dinner tomorrow night.
That sounds good.
Just right. So you know,
now you guys are
I'm inspired.
Meal plan. Planning
meals. Our cheat day is our Thursday night meal.
Just when I thought nothing could beat chicken and waffles.
If you guys are having that tomorrow, can Shelly and I come?
Right? Yeah, for sure. You bring the salad.
Okay.
What's that?
Is it like crunchy chicken? Because I'm not a big crunchy chicken person. I like chicken. I don't like... Like the crunchy
like
chicken.
Heavily breaded so, kind of.
You're not into that extra crispy Kentucky fried chicken.
I don't that. I'm not a fan. And there's not much I don't like. You can ask pretty much anybody. I like everything except for whipped cream and crunchy chicken tenders.
Okay.
Really?
Crunchy. Yeah, I like it. I mean, everything. That's, not that's... one thing you can name that I don't like.
Broccoli.
Have you ever had the Billy sandwich?
Nope. Don't know what that is.
Oh.
All right. Billy, we're filming it. I swear I'll remember one of the two GoPros I have. We all have a phone so we can record it.
I know. It's bread and bologna.
Yeah. Oh, I
there's
can't.
Mayonnaise and peanut butter.
There's mayonnaise, peanut butter, mustard.
Jelly. Peanut butter and jelly.
Yes.
This is all on a sandwich.
This is a prison sandwich. I can't remember if there's cheese on it.
Get in here, Billy. Tell us what it is.
Pickles, I think.
Well,
No pickles. No pickles.
Huh? I'm down to try whatever. I know that Rachel, my doc, she's one of my really good friends. She likes pickles and peanut butter, I think, on a sandwich.
Solid.
I still need to try that. I don't know if Rachel tunes into this, but if she does, I need my pickle and peanut butter sandwich to try. Because I will try whatever. I'm not scared. Let's do it. You know?
All right.
Combination of weird food, it can be good.
Stuff like that I would be down for. It's easy. Like,
we can make this happen. If she comes to Waterford Oaks.
Yeah.
If she comes to Waterford Oaks, you're going to do peanut butter, jelly, bologna, mustard, mayo, and cheese.
There it is. It is cheese. I thought there was meat on there.
Bologna.
Well,
bologna. Oh, bologna, yeah.
Does that count as meat, though? I don't know.
It's a product. It's a byproduct.
All right. So if you're at Waterford, this is when we're going to do it.
We got to film it and then put it on. Or live stream.
I've had it. It's not bad.
Here it is, Carly.
If she's saying it's not bad, I'm positive.
Okay, I wouldn't eat a whole one. A bite or two was fine. That was enough, but.
Here's how you're going to launch your YouTube channel with this challenge right here.
Yes.
Record-breaking numbers to launch with this video.
All right, let's do it.
Yeah. I'd be down to try it.
The intro, you could just have Billy explaining the sandwich and no one will know.
The fuck did he just say?
He's just putting all of it together. Jen's back there holding up signs with the ingredients in it.
Put it on there like that and just throw it together and y'all going to eat it like this.
All right. Perfect. We got it lined up.
While mumbling.
Yeah. Last one. This is your last question. And then we're going to talk about who's on next week and do the trivia. And we'll turn it over to you before we jump out of here. All right. Your favorite Wednesday night live streaming BMX show.
All things BMX, obviously.
Yay! It's a tough one. All right, we appreciate it. All right, Chris, let them know who's coming up next week.
Okay, check this out. All you old school guys, we're going to have John Cruise on next week.
When we say old school, we mean real classic rock, goddammit. This is talking the Eagles and Led Zeppelin.
We're talking classic rock, 80s, 70s, 80s.
We're not talking Linkin Park and Korn. Classic rock.
We're going back, though.
That's not classic rock.
It's getting there, babe. It's getting there.
No, it's not even rock.
When you turn it on and Def Leppard's on the end of that classic rock cycle.
Oh, wow. Def Leppard's
different.
Motley Crue, all them.
All right.
Anyway, so next week we're going to talk to John Cruise. It's going to be cool. Oops.
It is trivia time, ladies and gentlemen. Melissa's U of M colored trivia question. I'm seeing a lot of that color lately.
Oh, yeah. Where you're
brought to you by Tom Shell Racing System. Bring you guys a trivia here. Got a little gift pack. We'll throw a handful of those Carly stickers in there that we got. And,
those are cool. Yeah. I'm swiping one. I was taking it. Put out my.
Is that what's on? A cowboy hat?
No, Huck.
We'll switch it out. All right, Melissa, what do we got?
All right. Well, speaking of Huck. I got a couple of big sticker packs going in out there, and there's some other new Huffy stickers in there, too. And then I don't even remember which T-shirt I grabbed.
We could forge Carly's sticker with an autograph and do an IOU on it.
An IOU. We'll put it on the back.
Straight out of gate 8.
Hey, there we go.
All right. That's the T-shirt that's going out to the winner here. I was listening to Carly so much I completely skipped a question, so this one's a little on the weak side, so it's all right. Carly, don't answer. I want to know, what month did Carly get her official call from Huffy? What month?
Ooh, it's kind of tricky.
It is tricky, actually.
Yeah, it's not the contract. It's the call.
Oh.
That is right. And you just gave him a big clue, sir.
Look, I just sat here and she told us before and during, and I'm drawing a blank on it. It's pretty
Billy,
bad.
You can't win.
No, Billy, you don't count. Just go make us a sandwich.
You're going to get your ass whooped at the next race, just for record.
Oh, you're right, Sean. I did not say. I apologize. This is a dye job original from Sean Gifford. Straight out of gate 8. I apologize.
What's up, Sean and Remy?
Yep, they're tuning in.
Oh, they still have some stuffed animals for you, by the way.
Oh, fantastic. I love mine that they got me. It's adorable.
Billy says, I'll trade you a sandwich. No way, dude. I've had your sandwich. That is not a fair trade.
All right.
Well, that was fast. I did. I got a real quick winner. And that was, let me just make sure I got everybody. Skip. That's Mr. Mo Collins.
Hey.
Oh, yeah, Mo?
Yeah. Right. Husband to Roxanne Collins, who sponsors
our chat.
I was just going to say, doesn't she do my chat?
Yes.
All right, yeah. Mo. Well, next time I run into you, I got a sticker pack coming your way, or prize pack coming your way.
There we go. Cool.
We have a prize pack. We're sending like a group prize pack. We're sending to Florida.
Well, and Carly, what's the answer?
Oh, yeah.
December.
It was December.
It's December 26th.
Yeah.
Was it
26th? I was almost thinking that, but I wasn't 100% sure, and I couldn't silently like signal to her what date was it. But quite a few good right answers. Tim Weiss got it right. Brian Fell got it right. Mr. Scott Sloan got it right. Amanda Hill. Avery Jones. Thank you guys for paying attention. I super appreciate it.
Yeah. Awesome.
All right. Well, we want to toss it over to you, Kylie, for shout outs and thanks and anything you want to plug or anybody you want to thank. And then we're going to get out of here. All right.
Yeah. Sounds good.
All right. Here you go. It's on you.
Thanks to, you know, all my sponsors, the Huffy Crew, Bell, Lake, Onyx, E6, Gate 9, you know, anyone who's been cheering me on at the races and supporting me on social media and, you know, everybody who's been a positive person, you know? So I appreciate it. I appreciate everybody who comes up to the races and comes up to me at the races and says hi. And, you know, it's all part of it, and I love it. So come say hi to me at a race and you know, just keep supporting. I love it. Right. I appreciate it so much.
Well, thank you for coming on the show and supporting the show. We appreciate that as well.
Thanks for having me again. It's always a blast. And it's been a minute. I was trying to remember. It's been almost, 2 years now?
Probably about that, yeah.
I can't remember the date. I remember you were building a wheel.
I was building the wheel.
Yeah, when you were on before, you were lacing up your wheel. Yeah.
What color were they?
I don't. What color were they?
Yeah.
The only way I remember it's Wednesday is because we do the show.
No, that's a bunch of bullshit. You remember what? That she's doing the tire, and then you're saying it's Wednesday.
No. The reason I can remember that was like everyone's chiming off in the chat, like, is she building the wheel? Like, yeah, you were sitting on a couch and you were lacing up a wheel.
What, were really?
I don't remember that. Wow.
No, I don't think so. I think we probably played the video. Because I think when we did
this. Now we gotta go see. Look.
We did it because when we did this last time, I wasn't at home. So I wouldn't have had my wheel on me.
You're right.
But I had just laced, I think it was my purple wheel. So it would have been, or maybe it was my.
Should you do like a how-to video that we played?
It's.
I think it was on Instagram.
Yeah, I probably played that.
Yeah. I don't know. See? Anyway, it was a while ago.
I can't even take like concussions. It's just old. I'm old. Just an old.
Matt Homer says Rain Man.
So, just old.
I don't know if it's Wednesday, but I know she was watching a video. Yeah. She was lacing. Yeah. Lacing just, tires. It was Wednesday, there. Lacing tires.
It was BMX.
You're allowed. You're a fossil. You're allowed to.
Front row fossil. Giphy, we're going to get on that shirt.
Oh, gosh. Front row fossils.
You know who else can we're going to work on that.
That was funny.
Oh, man.
All right. Gosh. Well, again, right. Thank you so much, Chris. Let's get on out of here.
All right. Thanks again, Carly. It's great talking with you.
Great talking, guys.
We'll see you at the races soon.
Absolutely.
And we'll have you back again, too, sometime, too. That'd be great.
Maybe lacing a wheel up.
Yeah.
Hey, I can do a show. We'll make it happen.
We got some Onyx hubs. We need them hooked up.
You have them. My broke ass has still got a freewheel on my hubs.
Hey.
He gets bro deals. I just got to put the shit together. Melissa's got the looks. He's got the bro deals. And I just duct tape stuff together here.
Full price for my Onyx hubs, I'll have you know. All right. Go see Carly when you're at the races. Get your Carly Kane sticker. They're really cool.
Congratulations on all your new stuff, Carly. Yeah.
That is awesome. Thanks again. Everybody, join us next Wednesday. We're going to talk to John Cruz. That's going to be some fun stuff. And until then, have a great week. Take care. God bless you. Good night.